historic trial in Ukraine. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Russian soldier appearing in court today in Ukraine's first Russian war crime trial. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Kyiv.
21-year-old Vadim Shasimara is walked into court, the first Russian soldier to face war crime charges in Ukraine. The soldier's attorney spoke on his behalf, but did not address the charges he faces for killing an unarmed 62-year-old civilian days after the war began. Ukraine's prosecutor general says she's investigating more than 10,000 alleged war crimes by Russian troops, many of whom left evidence behind.
The United Nations estimating that Russian forces killing over 3,000 Ukrainian civilians since the beginning of the Russian invasion. In his nightly address Friday, Ukraine's President Zelensky saying there is no prediction regarding when the war will end. A federal judge Friday declining to give a ruling on whether the Biden administration can end Title 42.
For now, Title 42 is still set to drop on May 23rd. That can change, however, when the judge comes up with his decision. He could decide to do an injunction or something else.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. More than 200,000 migrants attempting to cross the border in April. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Friday that the House is planning a vote that would help curb the baby formula crisis. Another losing week on Wall Street for the sixth week in a row, despite gaining over 400 points Friday. The White House releasing its annual personal finance disclosures for President Biden and Vice President Harris Friday. The report showing that President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden holding assets worth between $1 million and $2.5 million. President Biden earning close to $30,000 in book royalties, with the First Lady making between $15,000 and $50,000 from book sales. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Teachers in San Francisco rescue elderly residents from building fire. Fox Bay Area affiliate KTVU's Henry Lee is there with the details.
The two-alarm fire broke out at about 10 in the morning and spread quickly through the wood frame building.
Scary to see seniors stuck on balconies.
Cecily Ina Lee and Vincent Reyes are teachers at Rosa Parks Elementary School next door. They rushed over to help evacuate residents. They don't see themselves as heroes.
We care about other people.
Deputy Chief Bob Postel says firefighters and Good Samaritans worked together to rescue and treat seven people who were hurt in the fire.
Pulled two people out of the top floor in the rear, two people out of the ground floor in the rear who were trapped. One person from the second floor in the rear.
Of the five taken to hospitals, two were reported to be in critical condition, while the others had minor to moderate injuries.
A Louisiana pastor scoring a court victory over the state's governor regarding COVID restrictions.
The Reverend Tony Spell caused a firestorm at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic by insisting on holding in-person church services. That put Spell in direct conflict with Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards, who limited indoor gatherings to fewer than 50 people in March 2020, then 10 a week later. Spell was arrested. But on Friday, the state Supreme Court threw out the charges, ruling the governor's executive order violated freedom of religion. Spell calls it a tremendous win and says he feels vindicated. A spokesman for Edwards says the governor disagrees with the ruling but accepts it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All-star MLB pitcher battling his historic suspension.
Trevor Bauer's grievance hearing against Major League Baseball will begin on May 23rd, seeking to appeal a 324-game suspension under MLB's domestic violence policy. The two-season ban coming down on the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher last month following accusations of sexual assault levied against Bauer by as many as three women. The LA County District Attorney's Office declined to file charges against Bauer earlier this year related to accusations by a San Diego woman who sought a restraining order against him. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.